Macklin. The annual supper and awards night for the Macklin Wildlife Federation was held January 13. The Federation were able to sell all 400 tickets once again this year. However, Federation President Shane Vollman said roughly 30 people did not attend due to the extreme cold. This year the cold was our biggest obstacle. Our silent auction did not do as well as previous years as no one wanted to stay too late, said Vollman. Vollman said the members who help with putting on the supper did a great job, saying he has not heard of any complaints. Guests had the chance to try various cuts of moose, elk, deer, wild boar, rabbit, fowl and fish. The Macklin Wildlife Federation used to have speakers come to talk at the suppers, however, have decided to step away from that format. We loved having special guests come to speak, however had to stop. It became difficult to hear them speak over everyone else who was talking, he adds. The group has always invited conservation officers to the suppers along with anyone who has anything of interest to show off to join them at the annual event. This year, Don McGonigal was present with a deer skull he found that had incisor teeth still attached, which he has named Fang. We appreciate those who join us. We welcome non-members to bring their mounts to show off. They are just not eligible to win any of the prizes, Vollman added. Funds that were raised from the supper go back into the community. Vollman said funding is divided between Hand and Creek, the Macklin Cross Country Ski Club and a variety of activities for the school such as snowshoeing, fishing derbies and the NASP program. Vollman explained that $4,000 in new snowshoes were purchased for the Macklin School along with 25 new fishing rods. The Federation held fishing derbies with the youth at the two fish ponds, one at the east end Macklin Lake and the other 5 miles south of the town on Cosine Road. Both ponds are stocked with trout from both the Saskatchewan government and the Macklin Wildlife Federation. We want to get kids outdoors and off the phones, so we want to find ways to encourage them to take part in some of our activities, said Vollman. Winners of this year's awards were Bear, Austin Gartner, Moose, Fred Masson, Antelope, Kayla Krushelnisk, Ladies White-tailed Deer, Cassie Whitney, Typical White-tailed Deer, Del Shapka, Non-typical White-tailed Deer, Kevin Gartner, Typical Mule Deer, Gus Bear, Non-typical Mule Deer, Pat McKinnon, Walleye, Tony Hawk, Rainbow Trout, Austin Gartner, Perch, Gus Bear, Ladies Northern Pike, Kayla Krushelniski, Junior Northern Pike, Cass Hawk, Northern Pike, Austin Gartner, Largest Duck, Jesse Giggs, Snow Goose, Ryan Barch, Speckled Belly Goose, Kevin Gartner, Canada Goose, Leighton Hawk, Wildlife Photo Contest, Callie Richardson, Scholarship, Cameron Bear. There were no entries for the various elk, muzzle loader, archery or junior categories, along with ladies mule deer, lake trout and white fish. The Federation would like to see more youth get involved and remind parents that memberships can be purchased from Dustin Risseling at 306-753-8026.